4. While he was watching the TV news that night, Lori came to the side of his easy chair and gave those same two sharp yaps. Lloyd considered her bright-eyed stare, weighed the pros and cons, then picked her up and set her in his lap. "Wet on me and die," he said. She didn't wet on him. She went to sleep with her nose under her tail. Lloyd stroked her absently while he watched cell phone footage of a terrorist attack in Belgium. When the news was over, he took Lori outside, once more using the football carry. He attached the leash and let her walk to the edge of Oscar Road, where she squatted and did her business. "Right idea," Lloyd said. "Hold that thought." At 9 o'clock, he lined the playpen with a double layer of puppy pads. He could see he'd have to buy more tomorrow, along with more paper towels, and lowered her in. She sat, watching him. When he gave her some water and a teacup, she lapped for a while, then laid down, still watching him. Lloyd undressed to his underwear and laid down himself, not bothering to pull back the coverlet. He had learned from experience that if he did that, he would find it on the floor in the morning, a victim of his tossing and turning. Tonight, however, he fell asleep almost immediately and didn't wake up until 2 o'clock to the sound of high-pitched cries. Lori lay with her snout stuck through the bars of the playpen like a lonely inmate in solitary confinement. There were several sausages on the puppy pads. Judging that at such a late hour there would be few, if any, passers-by on Oscar Road to be offended by the sight of a man in his boxers and a strappy T-shirt, Lloyd put on his slippers and carried his visitor, it was how he still thought of Lori, outside. He put her down on the shell driveway. She waddled around for a bit, sniffed at a splat of bird shit, and peed on it. He told her again to hold that thought. She sat down and looked at the empty road. Lloyd looked up at the stars. He thought he had never seen so many, then decided he must have, just not lately. He tried to remember the last time he had been outside at 2 in the morning and couldn't. He looked at the Milky Way, almost mesmerized, until he realized he was falling asleep on his feet. He carried the puppy back inside. Lori watched him silently as he changed the puppy pads she had shat upon, but the keening began again as soon as he put her in the playpen. He considered taking her into bed with him, but that was a very bad idea, according to "So You Have a New Puppy." The author, one Suzanne Morris, DVM, stated unequivocally, "Once you start down that road, you will have great difficulty turning back." Also, the idea of waking up to find one of those little brown sausages on the side of the bed where his wife had slept did not please him. Not only would it seem symbolically disrespectful, it would mean changing the bed, a chore which also did not please him because he always screwed it up. He went into the room that Marion had called her den. Most of her things were still there because, in spite of his sister's strong suggestions that he do so, Lloyd hadn't yet had the heart to clean the place out. He had mostly steered clear of this room since Marion's death. Even looking at the pictures on the wall hurt, especially at 2 in the morning. He thought a person's skin was thinner at 2 a.m. It didn't start to thicken again until 5, when the first light began to show in the east. Marion had never upgraded to an iPod, but the portable CD player she had taken to her twice-weekly exercise group was on the shelf above her small collection of albums. He opened the battery case and saw no corrosion on the AAAs. He thumbed through her CDs, paused at Hall & Oates, then went on to Joan Baez's greatest hits. He mounted the CD and it spun satisfactorily when he closed the lid. He took it into the bedroom. Lori stopped whining when she saw him. He pressed play, and Joan Baez began singing "The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down." He placed the CD on one of the fresh puppy pads. Lori sniffed at it, then laid down beside it, her nose almost touching the Dymo tape label, reading "Property of Marion Sunderland." "Will it do?" Lloyd asked. "I goddamn hope so." He went back to bed and lay with his hands under the pillow where it was cool. He listened to the music. When Baez sang "Forever Young," he grizzled a little. So predictable, he thought. Such a cliché. Then he fell asleep.